brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Yes, it's Monday. We're live today, a live program today, December 27th, 2021. And we're having some technical difficulties, of course. It's Monday, and I'll have to see if Butch is there. Are you with us, Butch?
Amelia, I can hear you, but can't understand you. You're real garbled.
Well, maybe he can call you by the telephone. Maybe that'll work. Are you there?
There you go. That's better.
Is that better?
That's better. Give her a little bit more volume. Todd, it's good to hear her voice. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Butch.
How are you?
I'm not garbled anymore?
No, but you're not loud enough. Give a little more volume, Todd. You sound much better.
All right. Well, hello.
Hello. How was your weekend? Long. I know you probably missed me a whole lot.
You know what? It was just way too long. Yeah, it's you know, heading into a really long weekend, you're kind of all hyped up, ready for it, and so forth and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, I was happy to see Monday.
Yeah, you get bored?
I got bored.
Oh my gracious!
I know. And couldn't golf. Couldn't do. You know, the weather was not the best. And so, yeah, got bored.
Well, you know, I can understand that because when you're used to on radio, and for me, I know you are too, I stay pretty compact and busy. And if I have to sit around too long, I get antsy myself. I want to do something. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you said, the weather wasn't the best. It was okay. I was out yesterday messing around doing some things. But still yet, I kind of glad to be back on the radio again and get back with the family, so to speak.
You know, my favorite day of the year is January 2nd.
And why?
Because I like routines.
Oh.
And, you know, then everything gets, well, I can't say it's normal anymore because we certainly don't,
nothing
we don't
normal.
Live in a world that's normal, but
no, normal.
I like getting back to normal. All the hoopla is gone.
Yes, I agree. I enjoy some time off, I do, but after about 4 days, you know, I do other things. I enjoy doing different things, but I have to admit, after almost 29 years, I kind of get used to doing radio.
And you know what? I will miss the Christmas music. I love Christmas music, but that's the only thing, but anyway, let's go ahead and see what kind of day gold had. After the long weekend and another one coming up, we are going to take a little bit of extra time also. I think it's going to be a very hectic year and next year, and we're coming out of a very hectic year, so it is needed. Gold today was up 260 at 1,812. Silver was up 19 pennies, back up over 23 at 23.15. Platinum was up $1.982. Palladium was up $26 at $2,062. The USDX was down 0.06 at 96.08. Crude oil, was up 191 at 75.70. Paper markets today, I don't know, Santa Claus rally. I always thought it was before Christmas that you had Santa Claus rallies, but I guess he's hanging around a little bit today. It was up, I don't know, a Santa Claus rally before or after. Regardless, it's been having a Santa Claus rally all year long. We had the Dow up, let me go back to my numbers here, 350 points, 36,302. The S&P was up 65 at 4,791. The NASDAQ was up 217 at 15,871. And Asia markets were mixed, along with European markets were mixed. And the 10-year yield is 1.47%. That was down 0.014. So, you know, a lot of crazy things are going on, happened during the holidays. The Biden administration, they extended student loans. I think they extended them into March, May 1st. And outstanding student loan debt in the U.S. has surpassed $1.7 trillion and burdens Americans more than credit cards and auto debt. Around a third of borrowers are in delinquency or default, and the average monthly payment is around $400. That's a lot. Recent polling of student loan borrowers found that even among those who are fully employed by now, 89% are still not financially secure enough to restart payments. So interest will remain suspended on federal loans in the direct program. I guess this is what Biden said in a statement last week, that millions of student loan borrowers are still coping with the impacts of the pandemic and need some more time before resuming payments. Interest will remain suspended on federal loans in the direct program. Garnishment is still suspended. That means that those behind on their payments will be protected until May from garnishments of their wages, tax refunds, and Social Security checks. And borrowers who can afford to may want to take advantage of the temporary suspension of interest to pay down their education's debt principal. That's a good idea. And so there you go. There's a little bit of a build back better criteria there, keeping those students from repaying their obligations. So there's one thing, Butch, that's kind of hanging out there, is that people
haven't voted on the Build Back Better yet in the Senate yet, have they?
No, they haven't. No.
I noticed that the commercials still running pro and con here in West Virginia, you know, mostly against the Build Back Better. Some commercials come on trying to pressure Manchin, I guess, and change his mind, and how the Build Back Better was going to lower the drug rates for, you know, for poor families, and it's on. But no one stopped to think, who's going to pay to lower the cost?
Yeah,
we are. So, but see, don't tell you that. They just say, oh, it's coming out of the government. It's coming out of federal funds. Well, honey bunch, guess where the federal funds come from? That's us.
I don't know why people can't comprehend that.
I don't either.
It's like, oh, it's free. Oh, my God, let government do. Well, you know, there's enough wealthy people in this country. There's enough people working. They can pay it. They can pay it for us. I mean, I just don't.
We've heard that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know this. If you lost a loved one to COVID, you can apply for reimbursement for the federal government for up to $9,000 to cover the cost of funeral expenses. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. When did that start?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, when did that happen? I didn't hear that. Is that something new?
It comes out of FEMA. You submit an application, and I'm not quite sure. I don't see it in this article when it actually started. To be eligible for reimbursement, death certificates for those who died after May 16th, 2020, must indicate that the death was attributed to COVID. For deaths that occurred in the early months of the pandemic from January to May 16th, death certificates must be accompanied with a signed statement from a medical examiner, coroner, or the certifying official listed on the certificate indicating that the COVID-19 was a cause or a contributing cause of death.
Wow.
So, I mean, it goes all the way back. So I don't know which program. The program has paid out more than 21,000 reimbursements in California and Texas, which have both reported more than 74,000 COVID-19 deaths. Fewest number of reimbursements occurred in Vermont, where 123 people were awarded a total of about $704,000.
And, well, you know, that's going to come in handy for the gunshot wounds that die of COVID. I mean, they put COVID on every certificate in about the last year, so that shall pay for a lot of funerals.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you can get up to $9,000.
Wow.
Well, 800,000 people they have, you know, shown as far as the death for coronavirus.
800,000?
As of December.
Times 9,000.
Huh?
800,000 times 9,000.
As of December 6th, about 226,000 people had shared in the nearly $1.5 billion that FEMA has spent on funeral costs that occurred after January 20th, the date of the first confirmed case.
And we wonder why we have inflation.
$1.5 billion, and so you're looking at about up to $3 billion or so. More than that, probably $6 billion. Before all said is done. So, yeah. I guess I can't retire this year. I got to pay all these benefits.
That is something. It really is. I didn't know that was even out there. I did not have any idea.
Yeah, I didn't know which program they passed that one on, but it looks like it would have been under a Trump if it, if it was started in the 2020. I don't know.
Well, it's amazing. We're seeing more spending and control everywhere, and we'll get into a lot more of that. But, I just read this article out of Natural News, and it kind of grabbed my attention. The Rockefeller Foundation is planning to communize and weaponize the global food supply. Now, Melody, we knew this was coming. They talked about it for years. Henry Kissinger said whoever controls the food controls the people. That's been around for a long time. But it's starting to happen. A new report from the Rockefeller Foundation called Reset the Table. Does that bring back any other names? Like the Great Reset? We call it the Reset the Table. Calls for a total centralization of global food supply in order to solve the hunger and nutrition crisis. Now, folks, let that sink in. Reset the Table calls for a total centralization of the global food supply. Melody, that shouldn't concern us any, should it?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. No. I mean, we'll all get our fair share.
Of course.
The Wuhan coronavirus pandemic increased hunger in children by more than 500%, the report alleges. And the only way to solve it is for food to be communalized and controlled entirely by the global central government. By a global central government. One more time. Global central government. Can you say new world order? Dr. Rajiv J. Shah, the foundation president, admits in the opener that its calls to globalize the world's food systems is not new. Globalists have been pushing for it for many years, and only now, thanks to the Fauci flu, is it finally within reach. None of the aggressive measures proposed in the report would have been possible were it not for the widespread destruction of society and the supply chains caused by Chinese virus lockdowns and other fascism. Wow. I mean, I say wow. They're going to reset the table. That should make everybody's world just rock a little bit. How are they going to do that, Mildy? How are they going to do that without controlling all the funds, all the earnings, all the spending? How are you going to do that without shutting down grocery stores or rationing food to those who can afford more food? Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that?
You know, that's funny. This weekend, I watched Soylent Green.
Oh, did you?
And that year that was 2022. And, it was kind of funny. I mean, it was when you go back and see those movies from was the early 70s. And, but it is all about, I mean, there won't be enough. They have to control. They want to control because that's the way to control the food because that's the only way they can control us.
Can you see a black market coming? Underground market?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And again, you won't be allowed to buy it openly. So if you have cash or something to buy it on the side or maybe some gold and silver coins, you can buy food on the side. I mean, people, think about this. This is a huge statement to control the global food supply. That means controlling people's access to food, the finances to buy the food, rationing of food to those who get it. Gee, That's huge.
I mean, Butch, they pretty much already do control it because, I mean, we import more than we export in agriculture. And, you know, so with all the trade agreements, it always includes all, you know, your main foods and so forth. So that to some degree, they already control it.
You know, with various
fruits and vegetables going to various countries and here and there. And, everybody should just feed their own. How about that?
Well, I can remember when I was in grade school where teachers commenting on how the American farmers fed the world. Now the world helps feed us. That's not a good position to be in, is it? I mean, it's just like China making a medicine. What could go wrong with that?
I mean, when you think about it, the world actually takes care of us, don't they?
Yes, they do. We can't even buy clothing anymore made in the USA.
Nope.
You go in the store and try to buy a pair, buy a pair of Levi's or jeans of some kind. You can get the same size off the same shelf, but they're not the same size. You got to try them all on because they come from Bangladesh or Poland or whatever. I don't know. But they're not the same sizes. Even in shoes, they're not the same size. So, folks, this is where we are. And now they want to control the global food supply. I don't know what's going to take to wake us up as a country, if we can be wake up.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, even if people do wake up, there's nothing to be done.
So. Not really. Prepare yourself best you can personally.
Instead of coming
for the hoarders, you know, come for the hoarders. But if you have something to barter on the side, you may be able to get a loaf of bread on the side that nobody else can get because people are going to need what you have. Folks, think about this. You may go back to a place where you're going to have some ammo to trade for a loaf of bread or a silver dollar to buy a few groceries. Don't just let that slide off and think, but then this has already been planned. It's going into effect. It's coming to America. Well, then we're going to break in a few seconds. Would you want anything to that? And we'll move on to something else.
Are we really already?
That's 1915.
Boy, time flies.
It does. It does. We got one whole story covered.
I know. Only
40 more to go.
Well, just real quick here, U.S. retail sales were up 8.5% this holiday season.
The next story.
People were in the mood to spend, and 8.5%. So all on credit cards. They didn't care about the higher prices. They were going to have a good Christmas this year no matter what, as far as packages are concerned. Online sales were up 11%, and in-store sales 8.1% between November 1st and Christmas Eve. It's the strongest in 17 years.
Well, does that count inflation?
Yes.
That counts inflation.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yes, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. We will find you right.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And we do have some 90% silver in here, some quarters, if you're looking to buy some coinage that you can actually spend it. You don't want to. You'll always want to sell it into the market first, but it is available, 90% silver quarters. We got some of that. We'd like to have some good prices on it for the end of the year, try to get it sold out of inventory. We got some old dated gold eagles. Give you a good price on those. And we still have some silver eagles in here. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Heading into the break, we were talking about retail sales being 8.5% over last year. And everybody wanted clothing. It seems that 47% increase in sales year to year. Jewelry, 32% increase. Butch, so department store sales, they were even up, while electronic products experienced 16.2% growth. So, hey, everything's good in the world of the United States. So that's a good thing. So,
the question I asked you was, does that include the 6.9% increase in inflation last month alone? If they're basing on retail prices up 7% last month, sure, it's up 8%.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can't take inflation out and say it's disregarded. It says the sales are up, let's say 9%. But inflation last month is up almost 7%. So that doesn't leave a lot of leeway for up sales. Sales.
And the article also wanted us to know that it does not reflect automobile sales. I don't know how many automobiles are purchased for holidays, for Christmas presents. I'm sure some are, but this did not include. So
yeah, I just
think that was important to know, right?
It is. And counting inflation, I think they're lying to us again, just to be quite honest with you.
Nobody seemed to care about the higher prices. So that's the whole point of this. You know, people are using more credit cards. Because this report was actually, the study was done by MasterCard. So
that's what can I say?
So it all went on credit cards.
So. Figures don't lie, but people lie by figures. I know that. But anyway, you know, Peter Schiff put out a good article. I'm going to share a part of it here in just a second. There is no ceiling on inflation. And if people just stop and think a minute, Melody, they want the powers that be want our inflation about 2% a year. Over a period of a year, how much inflation is that in a period of a year? Per month, 2%. Per year, I mean. And over a period of 20 years, how much inflation is that over 20 years? 2% a year, Melody. Mm-hmm. Follow what I'm saying?
I do.
Yet, there is no ceiling on inflation. There's no ceiling. Actually, there's no limit to how high it can go before it collapses the economy. I mean, it'll go to 50%, 100%, whatever it is, it'll go there. But it will be a nasty hurt on everybody out here that's trying to keep the bills paid. We'll cover more of that in a minute. But this is what Peter Schiff said. Gold closed out the week before Christmas above $1,800 an ounce, despite rising bond yields. The $1,800 level has been viewed as a ceiling for the price of gold. In his podcast, Peter Schiff said people need to start thinking of $1,800 as the floor of it, folks. And he's right. He said they will once they realized there is no ceiling on inflation. We got the personal income and spending data for November last week. Incomes grew at a slower pace than projected, 0.4%. Meanwhile, spending was up 0.6%. Obviously, if spending is outpacing income, the difference has to come from somewhere. It appears Americans are dipping into their savings to cope with rising prices. The savings rate declined 6.9%. That is the lowest level since December 2017. We also know that consumers are turning to debt to make ends meet, with credit and car balances growing at a fast pace. The savings rate shot up and Americans paid down their credit cards when the government showered them with stimulus. Peter said it appears the stimulus has run out. Obviously, Americans have now exhausted that windfall. They depleted that savings war chest that was built up with stimulus money, and now it's gone. And so they're having to go into debt. Consumers have a double problem. They've run out of savings, and consumer prices keep going up. This is robbing people of their purchasing power. That robber is the government, because it's the government that's creating the inflation that's causing the cost of living to go up. But the cost of living is going up, yet consumers have even less savings to afford that increase of the cost of living. Folks, the government has always been the culprit to inflation ever since they quit using gold and silver as backing for paper dollars. They caused it. And according to another article here, inflation 2021 is far different from what we had in 1979. Melody, if you want, I'll continue with that. If you have something you want to add, please go ahead.
No, go ahead. And you're becoming a little garbled, so it might be going out okay.
Okay. I hope they hear it okay. The inflation of today is a starkly different creature than what we faced in 1979. The world's massively different and presenting us with a strain of inflation that will most likely be stronger and more difficult to combat without major disruptions to our economy. This article is an attempt to highlight the differences in why today the position that we find ourselves in much more precarious. New data released from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed price inflation in November rose to its highest in 40 years. Alliance Chief Economic Advisor Mohammed El Aryan warned the Federal Reserve is losing credibility by not tapering its balance sheet to rein in inflation. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, he stated that the most significant miscalculation in decades is the Fed's inability to characterize inflation correctly. It was only on November 30th that Fed Chair Jerome Powell finally retired the term transitory and opted to label inflation as persistent. President Biden's response to rising inflation has been to call upon Congress to pass his Build Back Better plan. Biden claims this will lower how much families pay for the health care, prescription drugs, child care, and more. In reality, of course, the passage of BBB would increase inflationary pressure throughout the economy and only transfer these soaring costs from the individual to the government. The idea the economy of 2021 is strong enough to allow a rapid and huge surge in interest rates, such as those imposed upon America in 1981, is false. During America's prior bout with inflation 40 years ago, the economy was able to withstand the shock. Yes, we did have a recession, but it was short-lived because the foundation of our economy was much stronger. America was not bleeding from huge trade deficits, and people had real jobs. Today, after years of trade deficits, America's economic foundation has grown much weaker. We have created the illusion of economic growth by blowing the lid off government spending. This has created a false economy, should not be confused with real growth. It reveals the GDP lagging the growth in the money, the supply and debt. We're living in a completely different era and are facing a far more serious problem. The cause of inflation during the 1970s is blamed on several events specific to that time in our history. Part of it was due to rising oil prices. Oil prices tripled in the 1970s. There was also inflation due to rising wages. Unions were relatively powerful, and this bargaining for higher wages to keep up with the rising cost of living created a wage inflationary spiral. You should also throw in spending on the Vietnam War and Nixon cutting the tie of the dollar to gold. Folks, that was a biggie. I remember he done that. I didn't know what it meant, but I remember he done that. Nixon cutting the tie of the dollar to gold. The result was an inflationary mindset that exploded as investors and waves of people started investing in ways that would protect them from being ravaged by the falling dollar. Fast forward to the end of 2021. Today, many people are busy blaming the recent inflation and supply chain disruption resulting from the global pandemic. In truth, much more focus should be turned to the surge in money supply, government spending, and Fed policies. The result from the combination of these toxic paths forward has created a new slew of problems, surging inequality, more reliance on government. That's very well done. Folks, again, proves the culprit for inflation is the government itself. Any comments on Melody?
No, I think that's excellent. And it's exactly correct.
You know, I have to say that, and this is not a false humility. I mean this. I am by no means the sharpest knife in the drawer. Somebody told me one time if I had my IQ was 10 points high, I could be a tomato plant. But anyway, after all these years, even I figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it took a while. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, like I said, but I figured it out. This next article, again, pertains to inflation because I think it's important to cover this. 20% of Americans couldn't pay their energy bill in the last year. 20% of them mailed this year, up so far this
That's
year.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't pay the energy bill.
Wow.
So 2 out of 10 people are having to suffer some other way to pay their heat bill, electricity bill, and probably fuel bill, as far as the automobiles. It's gearing up to be an expensive winter, especially for those grappling with rising heating costs. I don't know what the price of propane is where you are, but where I fill our tank up this past week, they filled up, it was $2.99 a gallon. And that's still not outrageous compared to most places. I've heard as high as $5 a gallon in some places. So it's still ridiculous. In the last year, about 20% of Americans struggled to pay their energy bill in full at least once, according to a study by the Help Advisor. At the same time, 18% kept their house at a temperature that was either unhealthy or unsafe. Even more people went without necessities to make sure that they afford their utilities. More than 28% skipped a basic expense such as food or medicine to pay an energy bill in the last 12 months, according to the study. Folks, that is so sad.
Yeah.
It's absolutely startling, said Christian Worstel, a senior writer at the Help Advisor, adding that the most vulnerable households tend to be households with children under 18, people of color, and folks who have had the lowest incomes. No kidding, that makes sense. But anyway, it does appear the problem has been accelerating slightly, but this is nothing new. Nearly half of the U.S. households that heat with natural gas are projected to spend 30% more than did last winter. 30% more than last winter, according to the Winter Fuels Outlook 2021 report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The 41% that heat with electricity are expected to spend 6% more. The smaller number that heat with propane or heating oil, 5% and 4% households, respectively, could see even bigger leaps in costs. Propane user will spend 54% more this winter. What can I say, folks? It is what it is. While heating oil users could see but builds up 43%, according to that report. Inflation is the culprit. Energy prices are up 33.3% on the year, according to the November Consumer Price Index from Bureau of Labor Statistics. Fuel oil is nearly 60% more expensive than last year. Electricity up 6.5%. Natural gas, more than 25%.
Hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. How do you plan for a 54% increase in your heating bill from last year? How do you plan for that?
A lot of folks don't.
Well, you really can't. If you're making it last year and making it barely, if you even have, even if you're doing a little better than that, but you're overdoing it, you got to do extra money. Maybe up 54%, that's going to cut really hard into what you got left over from last year.
Mm.
Well, I don't know how going to do it.
Well, many of them will. It takes a big chunk. They won't be going out. They won't be eating. So you're going to have it. And again, you'll see the impact. You should see the impacts in the economy. But, hey, as long as they have credit cards, who cares? Right, Butch?
Until
they
that comes due.
It. They have credit cards, yeah.
Until it comes due. Yeah. But Melody, the price eating out, even fast food now, is so out of reach, so out of reason. Now, you have to make a choice. Do you pay the power bill this month and heat bill, or do you go get a hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come down to that. You know, some people, I'm sure, eat up, drive through, and although it's not healthy, folks, I don't recommend it. But maybe they both have jobs. They drive through 3-4 times a week, pick up some KFC or something, and come home for dinner and eat. But when they can't do that any longer, what are they going to do? I mean, it's going to have to cut back on something. So it's just a question of what are they going to do next. I don't know. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I know people are getting, a lot of people I talk to personally, they're friends of mine, who are not wealthy people, but they're struggling more than they ever have now, just trying to keep up with just normal things.
Yeah. And the thing of it is that this isn't going to reverse.
No, it's not.
It won't reverse. It's just not, it really isn't just supply and demand. We're not going to have anything easing off in the future. And that's, I think, this the different time around. But we do know they can control things. But this time, I think it's going to be a little bit different.
And I think you have to realize, too, that some people, it will say the higher-ups, maybe they want this inflation for a purpose. Maybe they want it for more control. I don't know. Maybe they want people to be hurt, and so they come to them for more handouts. That's what they did during the COVID so-called pandemic. The people lined up to get their benefits and their handout, and they got what they could out of it. And they lived on it for a while, but it's gone. So maybe that's what they want. They want more dependence on them to feed us, so they can bring in this global food supply plan to regulate the food that we get all over the world. I mean, why not? It's hurting people into a corner where you either eat or don't stay warm. Mm-hmm. That's not a good decision to make, you know, when you got a family to take care of.
No.
So America's white collar workers see pay rise at fastest pace in more than 20 years. Now, this is interesting. Even though the pay's going up, they're not keeping up with the blue-collar workers, and that's a fact. Matter of fact, they're losing ground, but who isn't? They're losing ground. They got a 3.9% pay rate increase this quarter, but inflation was up 6.9% last month, so they're still losing money. I think most of us on Social Security get a paycheck raise this time, don't we? That's whatever, we're averaging out to 5.9%, I believe it is. So if you get $2,000, you're going to get another $100 a month. I don't sneeze at it. It's okay. But did that keep up with inflation? No, not even close. I mean, 1 month inflation eat up that month already. 6.9% last month inflation rate. You can get a 5.3% increase. You've already lost money.
Yep.
Folks, we got to take this for real and not just shrug it off. This is actually happening. Right now, as we speak in this country, this is actually happening.
And what's happening right now, Butch, is we have a break. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And a lot of inflation information during that second segment of the program. So what do you have for us in this last segment?
Well, we got a lot more to cover. Probably won't get it all done today. We do what we can. And this, again, is something we think and we see happening. We don't really pay attention to it until it actually hits us, but it's happening. 19 more urgent care clinics in New York close due to staffing shortages due to the vaccine mandate. Now, folks, 19 new care facilities close. I don't know how many closed already. I have no idea. But 19 more close. 19 city MD urgent care clinics in New York City closed due to staffing shortages caused by vaccine mandates. There are no set dates to reopen the clinics. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Kelly Hochul have imposed vaccine mandates on all healthcare workers, which are impacting the medical system. Despite vaccine mandates and vaccine passport programs, New York is experiencing the highest daily COVID infection rate ever. Go figure. Go figure, folks. I mean, gee whiz, they got more vaccine going up there than any place in the country, and the mandates and all the shutdowns, and they're still experiencing more than anybody in the country. Wow. But 19 urgent care clinics closed. Now, that doesn't sound too bad until it's you or me. We want to go to see somebody because we're sick. And believe me, folks, I don't go see a doctor unless I'm really sick. So we go there to urgent care with somebody maybe we love that's hurt, and they're closed. Where do you go from there? I mean, what do you do? This is some serious information, Billy, is it not?
You know, it is. And, you know, it was brought up to me this weekend on heading into Ocean City. There's a big sign at the Atlantic Hospital, the one they have here, the wait time in the emergency room. And usually it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And this week it was like 35 minutes, 40 minutes. And it was like, and again, it's probably a combination, but they don't tell you why. Is it a shortage of staff? Is it due to the, well, we don't have mandates here in Maryland yet. So it's not that, but so I don't know. It's, so it's really happening everywhere. And you're right. Where do you go? Don't know.
Well, on top of the clinics, it's causing the hospitals to go bankrupt. This is really happening, yeah. But hospitals are going under.
Yeah.
But listen to this, you're not going to believe this, Melody. The great worker shortage is causing basic services to really break down all across America. Where did all the workers go? This is a great mystery that continues to be unsolved. All over America, businesses are literally hiring anyone with a pulse, and their help wanted signs all over the place. But the number of people that are actually working is still close to 4 million below the pre-pandemic peak. What happened to all these extra workers? They certainly aren't on unemployment because claims for unemployment benefits are the lowest that we have seen in decades. So where are they? It's almost as if millions of people disappeared from the system completely over the past couple of years. Needless to say, the lack of workers is having a dramatic impact on the delivery of basic services all over the country. Now, listen to this. For example, some of the biggest banks in the U.S. are temporarily closing lots of branches due to lack of staff.
Yeah.
Banks. Big banks are temporarily closing branches across the nation as they cope with labor shortages and ongoing complications of COVID-19, including the arrival of more contagious Omicron variant. It mirrors widespread branch closures at the start of the pandemic in March 2020, when many thought the economic lockdown would be measured in weeks. The new round of temporary closures, sometimes occurring sporadically, are sparking anger, confusion, and angst amongst customers. If your local bank branch is now closed, it may be quite a while before it opens again. In fact, Bank of America is telling the customers that some branches may be shut down for an extended period of time. Member locations may have reduced hours, alternate days of operation, or may have been temporarily closed. Bank of America Corporation tells customers on the website, "We're doing everything we can to reopen as soon as possible, though some locations may remain closed for an extended period of time." Wow.
Wow.
You know, hospitals, ERs, shortages and closing down. Banks are closing branches. I mean, this is really turned into some kind of serious dilemma, is it not?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, why are we still having these employee shortages? It really is amazing. You know, it's, you know, I saw an article today about technology and robots taking people's positions, and it's not that it's coming to us in the future. The whole article was about it's here now. So is this some of the problem? Is this some of the problem?
It is some of the problem. It has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be. And in China, we don't have time to get this story, but China has now made a robot that will be the, I guess we call it the justice of peace or the judge now. They will find people. They won't go before an individual. They'll go before a robot, and they'll be programmed with the crimes they committed and what their recommended punishment is. I mean, that's taking the personal touch out of it, isn't it?
Well, what is it? What is it trying to do?
They are bringing a robot. I'll find it real quick. Mm-hmm. I'll finally let you know what it is. Bringing in robots. China develops AI prosecutor that can identify dissent and press charges for common crimes with 97% accuracy. Wow. I mean, crimes they consider, you know, like credit card fraud, dissent, gambling crimes, you know, dangerous driving, theft, whatever, fraud. This AI will be the prosecutor that will judge you.
That's not hard to do.
That's
not hard to do.
It is really something. We got a lot more to cover too, but I do want to make mention of this. This is really kind of sad, but you may have heard this. Crossbow armed man tried to assassinate queen over racial discrimination. Did you hear that?
I saw the headline, but I didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
A crossbow armed man who tried to assassinate Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle on Christmas Day said he was motivated by anger over colonialism and radical and racial discrimination. A video of Jaswant Singh Chow, posted just 24 minutes before his assassination attempt, shows the culprit ranting in a distorted voice. A suspect who was seen wearing a white mask and a black hoodie states, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done and what I will do. I will attempt to assassinate Elizabeth, Queen of the Royal Family." He goes on to state that the attack is revenge for the 1919 Amritsar massacre, which took place 7 years before Queen Elizabeth was even born. It's also a revenge for the those who have been killed, humiliated, and discriminated on because of race. Child got to within 500 meters of the Queen's apartment at Windsor Castle before he was apprehended by armed officers. The culprit had scaled a spiked outer wall using a rope ladder, immediately triggering the alarms as he spotted on the surveillance cameras. So I just thought I'd share that. I mean, that's unusual. I mean, and this is England, of course. He's going to use a crossbow to assassinate the Queen. Just thought I'd share that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the world is just going insane.
It really is. There's people now getting mad at TikTok. I know there's some kind of online thing. I don't know what it really is, like videos. I don't like YouTube. But anyway, they're now going for the children to convince them that they need to be transgender. And people are getting angry about that. Well, it's about time. The children are watching on show how easy it is to take drugs to change your sex and, you know, start looking like whatever you want to look like and be what you want to be. This is America today. It's absolutely lost. We went insane. As prophesied, we go insane for sin. We have. But back to some more news real quickly. The UK malls over going door to door with vaccination squads. Now think about that. UK is considering a plan to send door-to-door vaccination squads to the homes of unvaccinated Britons in an effort to reach an estimated 5 million people who haven't taken the jab. The initiative has been discussed by the Department of Health, NHS England, number 10 and number 10, over the past week as part of a nationwide drive to send vaccine teams in the areas which have the lowest vaccination rates and are floating it as an alternative to lockdowns and other restrictions, as well as a solution to encourage vaccination in rural areas or households where people cannot easily travel to a vaccine center. I think anything that encourages the vaccine hesitant is sensible, said Cabinet Minister, who then warned the mood in the country is hardening against people who refuse to be vaccinated. Folks, let that sink in. The mood is hardening against people who refuse to get vaccinated. In other words, get vaxxed despite the fact that Omicron laughs at a vaccine and hardly anyone has died of it. But this comes as SAGE warned the UK is about to be hit by a large wave of COVID hospitalizations. I'm going to stop there, but it goes on from there. But where Boris Johnson and crew have said there are no plans to close schools in January, there's been a pushback at any hint of lockdowns or other restrictions. I am all in favor of free choice, but there comes a point when you cannot lock up 90% of the country who are vaccinated for the 10% who refuse to be. Why would you lock them up? They can't get the problem if they're vaccinated. Australian government hires vaccination hunters to track down those inhabitants who have not had their Fauci vaccine. Folks, this is all really happening right now as I talk to you. In Australia, the unvaccinated are fined by the government up to €3,600 for not taking an experimental COVID vaccine. And now, starting in February, the government will be sending out vaccination hunters to track down the unvaxxed. Anyone who does not want to be vaccinated in Austria from February 2022 must expect a fine. Employees should ensure that the fines are paid. That is why we are now looking for inspectors. From February, Austria wants to get serious. Anyone over 14 years old has to be vaccinated against corona. The Austrian government announced this week. So, folks, according to data from the e-vaccination card, only 63% of our residents have been vaccinated twice. If you're vaccinated twice, be counted vaccinated in Austria. And one more. Here in our country, your time is up. Chicago mayor threatens unvaccinated with draconian measures. Chicago, you know the little sweet mayor up here, folks, Lori Lightfoot. Unvaccinated residents of the Democratic stronghold Chicago have been put on notice by Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who said in Tuesday tweet, now, folks, pay attention, to put it simply, if you have been living vaccine-free, your time is up. If you wish to live life as with the ease to do the things you love, you must be vaxxed. If you're going to a coffee shop to pick up and go, you said you might be able to do that, but you're not going to go and eat. You cannot stay in restaurants, have a cup of coffee. You can't go to fitness centers. You can't go to gyms. Recreation centers. Your time is up in Chicago, folks. Wow. Any comments, Melody? UK is going door to door. Austria is going to crack down, and now Lori Lightfoot said there we're going to do the same thing. We're going to make sure you get vaxxed or you don't do anything.
And again, it just amazes me how there isn't anyone. You know, this isn't about being vaxxed or unvaxxed. It's about the creation of this division that. It's amazing. Mandates are not laws.
No, they're
and,
not.
And it's there's no one out, you know, anymore. You have to be a billionaire to sue anybody. So that's usually out of the realm of possibilities for many people. But it's just amazing these politicians are so darn quiet. And aren't saying anything about the mandates and how far this is being taken. And, you know, what I do, whether I get vaccinated or not, it's my business. And, you know, I'm not going to tell someone, what they should and shouldn't do. That's not my job. That's a personal choice. And it just amazes me that there's no one coming out of D.C., any so-called politicians. It's no surprise, but it's frightening. It's frightening to see them give up, to see them, because you're really seeing them for who they really are.
That's true.
And yet so few see that. It's just amazing. Don't threaten me. Don't threaten me with, you know, you can do this, you can do that, and so forth and whatnot. And it's just these local governments, these mayors and so forth, the power trip that they're on is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
It truly is. I mean, folks, either we speak up now or just sit down because it's coming. It's over. Either you make a difference now. If you take off the mask, throw it in the trash cans, I'm not wearing it. Yes, it may cost something now, but what's going to cost 2 months from now? Think about that. What's going to cost you and your family 2 months from now if you don't stand up now?
Well, you know, it's a personal choice, you know. And we are out of time. That's also a personal choice. We're here only 1 hour, so we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.